Like many of his South Sudanese countrymen, Mabang Kerr has made two journeys during the Civil War. The first, a journey of bravery and survival, and the second, a journey of reconciliation and forgiveness. For Mabang Kerr, the war began in December 2013 with news that ethnic violence had flared in his region called Jonglei.
Rumors are going on here that explanation that Nuer may come and attack people in Bor. When I get that information that one was killed with his brother, it was really, I haven't settled. I was not settling. So I know that there is a big problem ahead of me.
Upon hearing the news, Kerr tried to convince his mother and sister to leave immediately. But mom said no, they shouldn't go until they hear gunfire. A smart tactic, according to Kerr. So they waited until the next day. When Kerr spotted popular hangouts half empty and people fleeing with their possessions, including bags of sorghum on their heads, he knew the time had come to evacuate.
But my mom, I refused to go away with my sister. She told me that, no, I cannot leave you, because me, I'm last born. So I cannot leave you unless I die. So I was running. I ran up to the place.
Kerr, his mom, and sister fled their home near the Jonglei city of Bor and hid in the bush for 7 days with no food. Then Kerr spotted his opportunity to cross the river and evacuate his mom and sister downstream to Juba. The problem? The only way to get to a small boat was to wade through forehead-high water.
So I moved to the river where the water is at this level because the boat is like this and I have to move to the other side where that I can get access to enter there. So what I do, the water was there, and just like I begin with the little sister, I carry her on my neck, and I drop her to the boat. Then I also go back and carry mom, and I throw her into the boat. So remaining me now. As I hear that they are coming, they are coming.
Had Kerr not evacuated, he has no doubts as to his fate and the fate of his family.
I don't think I will not be living in this world, because that time it was terrible.
Human Rights Watch said that the December 2013 attacks featured targeted killings of civilians in Bor. Although they couldn't give an estimate of the fatalities, Human Rights Watch did cite an incident where 14 women seeking refuge in a church were killed. Kerr also didn't have an estimate on the deaths during the attack in Jonglei, but believes it must have been in the hundreds, if not a thousand. Once they escaped, Bor and his family made it safely to Juba, but relocated back to Bor once the fighting abated. And Kerr eventually landed his dream job at a radio station. For Kerr and thousands like him, their second journey is just beginning. This journey surely isn't as perilous, but may even be more difficult. The journey to somehow reconcile with those who killed neighbors and friends. When he's discussing reconciliation and forgiveness, Mabang Kerr is a different man, broadly smiling and effervescent. His face said, "I forgive," before he ever moved his lips.
For me, really, I don't have problem. I know what have happened, but we are living together. Even some of them, they are playing in the team there in Jonglei State right now. I just said, they have gone. Let's start a new chapter. And everything have happened. People have died. But yeah, people have died. But what can we do? There's nothing we can do. So it's only to come back like the way you used to be together, Dinka and Nuer.
But can all South Sudanese be as magnanimous, as forgiving, as Kerr?
Some of the citizens or some of the residents of Jonglei, they are not fine about it, but some, they are fine. They say, let it go, let's look for a new plan. We've seen our economy have gone down and people are suffering.
Despite the social and economic devastation brought by the war, Kerr believes that nothing can take South Sudan backward. Indeed, he sees brighter days ahead.
I hope that some years to come, South Sudan to be a proud nation. And I consider us a country that is best in the world, South Sudan, despite the issues of the war. But if there's no war, everything is so far.
As brave as his trip across the river was, Kerr's forgive and forget stance may even require more courage, given the understandable hatred lingering after the war. If South Sudan is to heal, it will rely on the goodwill and forgiveness of Mbeng Kerr and thousands of others like him. Reporting from Juba, South Sudan, I'm Stephen Youngblood.